5 minutes to launch a podcast. No editing, really. You're either pulling my leg or we've officially entered the future of audio.
It's a bold claim, that's for sure.
Yeah, today we're diving into SoundBranch. They've got this whole system. They claim you can go from like idea to a published podcast in 5 minutes, no editing.
It seems almost too good to be true.
Right.
But we've got their presentation slides right here, ready to unpack.
So walk me through this.
Right.
Like, I'm 5 minutes away from podcasting superstardom.
Okay.
What's step one in SoundBranch land?
Well, they don't, you know, reinvent the wheel completely.
Okay.
First up is creating your free account.
Okay.
Pretty standard stuff.
Standard, but...
makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder how they're keeping the lights on if it's all free.
Right.
Right. Yeah. There's always a business model lurking somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for the sake of this deep dive, let's just say we've signed up, we've handed over our data, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
What's next in our quest for effortless audio?
This is where SoundBranch kind of throws a curveball.
Okay.
Instead of just hitting record and praying for the best, you build a playlist.
A playlist?
Yeah.
Like Spotify, but for my half-baked podcasting ideas.
Exactly. You've got it. They've essentially gamified podcast creation.
Okay.
You record short audio segments. It could be anything, like a quip thought to a fully formed point.
Okay.
And then you arrange them.
Okay.
Like drag and drop style.
Oh, okay.
Into a playlist. And that becomes your episode.
Hold on. So no more agonizing over an awkward pauses or like meandering off topic. I can just record these like bite-sized bits, and SoundBranch just like stitches them together into a beautiful audio tapestry.
You got it.
Okay, now that's just clever.
Yeah.
But let's say my masterpiece of audio Legos is assembled.
Right.
What happens next? Do I need to become like a tech wizard to get this thing online?
Well, this is where SoundBranch really tries to set itself apart, I guess.
Okay.
So step three, you know, you give your podcast a title, give it a description, like the regular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hit publish and they handle the rest.
What?
So they generate this link for your podcast. And then you can submit it to all the major platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google. They even have instructions for Alexa and Google Assistant.
Oh, wow.
So you could literally be like, Alexa, play my 5-minute masterpiece.
Yeah.
And boom, they're listening.
So they make it sound like anyone with an internet connection and like 5 minutes to spare can become a podcaster?
Exactly.
That's kind of wild. But that does bring up a question.
Yeah.
Discoverability.
Right.
If anyone can whip up a podcast in 5 minutes, how does SoundBranch handle the signal-to-noise ratio? Like, are these podcasts popping up in regular podcast feeds, or is this more about like direct sharing with a link?
That's the million-dollar question. And to be honest, the information that they give, it's a little vague.
Okay.
They really highlight the ease of creation and how easy it is to distribute it, but they don't really address how these podcasts are discovered organically.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they don't really go into that.
It makes you wonder who their target audience really is.
Right.
Are they going after like seasoned podcasters with this? Or are they trying to convince people who, you know, thought podcasting was too complicated or too time consuming?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And there's one example that they give in these slides that might give us a clue.
Okay.
They specifically mention a playlist titled London College News, May 2019.
So not exactly vying for a spot on the Joe Rogan Experience then?
Maybe not.
Okay.
But think about it.
Okay.
What if instead of sending out like a dry newsletter or cluttering inboxes, schools, businesses, even community groups could just publish like quick audio updates.
Interesting.
Is that the future of micro-communication? Something to think about.
Okay, that's intriguing. But before we spiral down the rabbit hole of micro-podcasting for every occasion, I need us to like pump the brakes and go back to the technical side for a second.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
SoundBranch claims it's all like effortless audio.
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like under the hood? What are the technical like ins and outs of this 5-minute podcasting miracle?
Well, they definitely prioritize like user friendliness.
Okay.
They've got this web-based recording studio like built right into the platform.
Okay.
And you can use pretty much any browser to play and record audio.
Oh, wow.
Even Internet Explorer.
Really?
Which, let's be honest, deserves some kind of medal for resilience at this point.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, points for inclusivity.
Right.
But let's get down to the like the real magic trick here, the no editing claim.
Okay.
Because I'm a big fan of like a well-placed sound effect,
right,
a smooth transition. Am I sacrificing all artistic control at the altar of speed with this?
That's the trade-off for sure. The playlist system really is designed to like sidestep traditional editing entirely.
Okay.
So you record your segments.
Okay.
And if you stumble over a word, if you decide you hate your entire take, you just re-record that specific piece.
Okay.
No need for like fancy software or like hours spent tweaking audio levels and stuff.
So it's less about like fine-tuning a single perfect take.
Right.
And more about like embracing those imperfections and like piecing together the best bits.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, that actually takes a lot of pressure off. But let's say my inner perfectionist is like freaking out.
Sure.
Are there any like hidden editing tools lurking beneath the surface?
That's a great question.
Can I like trim those or like splice together different takes within a segment?
That, I don't know.
Okay.
The materials that we have like aren't entirely clear on that. They seem to be emphasizing just the simplicity of their like drag and drop playlist system.
Okay.
But it would be interesting to know like how granular you can get within those individual segments.
Right.
Do they offer any like basic editing features within the platform? Or is it truly just like an all or nothing approach to each segment?
Yeah, that does feel like a pretty crucial detail.
I think so too.
I mean, it's one thing to like re-record a 30-second thought.
Right.
But if I have to like nail a 5-minute explainer in one go,
right,
my blood pressure might skyrocket right past their 5-minute time limit. It's like they've like hacked the psychology of podcasting.
I know, right?
Break it down into these manageable chunks and suddenly it feels like less intimidating.
Exactly. I think that's exactly what they're going for.
Yeah.
By like removing a lot of these barriers.
Right.
They're opening up podcasting to like a whole new audience, people who might have felt overwhelmed by the technical aspects or intimidated by the idea of like producing this like perfectly polished product.
It's like the difference between like writing a novel and like jotting down your thoughts in a journal.
That's a great analogy.
Like both have their place.
Right.
But sometimes you just need a way to like capture an idea quickly without getting bogged down in all the details.
Yeah, you just need to get it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And in a world that's increasingly obsessed with speed and efficiency, right?
Yes.
SoundBranch's approach to audio content seems, you know, tailor-made for our times.
It really does.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say I'm sold. I've created my like bite-sized audio masterpiece.
Okay.
I've slapped on a catchy title.
Yeah.
Hit publish.
You're good to go.
Now for the real test though.
Yeah.
Getting people to actually listen to this thing.
Right, right.
How does SoundBranch handle the like distribution side of this whole equation?
Right.
They make it sound as easy as like clicking a button.
Yeah, from a purely technical standpoint, they seem to have like streamlined that process as much as possible. So as we talked about, like once your podcast is published on SoundBranch,
right,
you get that unique URL.
Right.
You can submit that to all the major platforms.
Okay.
They even provide like step-by-step instructions.
Oh, nice.
For each one. So you don't have to be like a tech whiz to navigate the world of RSS feeds and podcast directories and all that.
So they've taken care of the like the technical heavy lifting.
Right.
Which is great.
Which is nice, yeah.
But I still have this like this nagging question about discoverability.
Right.
Like it's one thing to make it easy to like share a link with your existing network, right?
Right.
But how do SoundBranch podcasts like fare in the wilds of like Apple Podcasts or Spotify?
Yeah.
Are they competing on the same playing field as like traditionally produced shows? Or are they relying on a more like targeted approach?
Oh, that is the question, right?
Yeah.
And based on what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
It seems like they're kind of banking on a combination of factors.
Okay.
So they're making it super easy to share that direct link, but they're also relying on like the sheer volumes of content.
Okay.
To potentially give them some visibility.
Okay.
On those like larger platforms.
So it's less about like meticulously crafting your SEO strategy and more about just like getting your content out there and hoping it finds an audience organically.
I think, at least for now, it'll be interesting to see like if they introduce any features specifically designed to boost discoverability in the future.
Yeah.
But there's another aspect to this I think is worth exploring.
Okay.
They make a point of mentioning, you know, voice assistant integration.
Right.
Like Alexa, play podcast, your name here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that suggests that they see potential beyond the like traditional podcast listening experience.
Right. It's like they're tapping into this like growing desire for like audio content that's instantly accessible on demand.
Yeah, totally.
You don't even have to like open an app or anything. You just speak your request into the void.
Into the ether.
And boom, your 5-minute masterpiece is like gracing your eardrum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that brings us to like a really fascinating possibility here.
Okay.
What if SoundBranch, you're not even trying to compete with like traditional podcasting at all.
Okay.
What if they're trying to pioneer a whole new category of micro podcasting, you know?
Okay.
Designed for specific audiences, specific purposes.
Okay, now you're really making me think. Yeah.
They did use that London College News example.
Right.
You're saying this could be less about creating like the next serial.
Yeah.
And more about transforming how we like share updates, announcements, even have conversations.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Think about it.
Okay.
What if instead of like firing off an email, right?
Yeah.
Your yoga instructor could send you like a quick, like personalized podcast.
Oh, wow.
With updates on like class schedules, upcoming workshops, things like that.
Yeah.
Or a local bookstore could share staff picks and upcoming events, you know, just in a 5-minute audio snippet.
Yeah.
Just quick, easy.
It's like they've taken the like intimacy of like voice memos and given it the like the structure and permanence of a podcast.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
Suddenly that like 5-minute limit feels less like a gimmick and more like a strategic decision.
It is.
Right.
It's about distilling information down to its essence.
Yeah.
And delivering it in a way that's both personal and easily digestible.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for, you know, our busy lives.
This is blowing my mind.
Right.
They might be onto something huge here.
I know. It's exciting.
But before we get too carried away, let's shift gears for a second and address the, like, the elephant in the room.
Okay, let's do it.
Equality. Yeah. We've been, like, gushing over SoundBranch and how easy and fast it is.
Yeah.
But does this, like, 5-minute format just inherently limit the quality of the content?
That's the question, isn't it? It really gets to like the heart of what we even consider quality in podcasting.
Yeah.
You know, are we talking about production value, in-depth analysis, storytelling?
Right.
Or could quality also be about, you know, concision, clarity, and like getting straight to the point?
Because let's be honest,
there
are plenty of hour-long podcasts out there that could have benefited from a 5-minute time limit.
I know, right?
Right.
Totally.
Like sometimes you don't need all that.
Sometimes less is more. Okay. Yeah. And I think that's where SoundBranch's like approach could be, you know, genuinely disruptive.
Okay.
It forces creators to be like way more intentional.
Okay.
With their content. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like what's the core message I really want to get across here? How can I do it in a way that's like engaging and impactful?
Yeah.
Even within this like shorter format.
It's like the difference between like a rambling lecture and a TED talk.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes constraints can really like breed creativity.
For sure. Absolutely. And for certain types of content, like those quick updates or like personalized messages we were talking about.
Yeah.
A 5-minute format could actually be ideal.
Totally.
Right.
Like it respects the listener's time.
Yes.
While still like delivering valuable information.
Yeah. It's all about like choosing the right tool for the job.
Right.
You wouldn't use a sledgehammer to crack a nut.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't use SoundBranch to like produce an epic like true crime series or something.
Right.
But for those like bite-sized pieces of audio.
Yeah, for sure.
It could be a game changer.
Huge. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It could be really big.
And let's not forget.
Yeah.
They've removed one of the biggest hurdles for like so many would-be podcasters out there.
Which is?
The technical learning curve.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Not everyone has the time.
Right.
Or frankly, the like the inclination to like master audio editing software.
Yeah.
But with SoundBranch, you don't have to.
It's done.
Yeah.
They take care of it.
You can just like focus on what you want to say.
Totally.
Record it in these like manageable chunks and like let the platform handle the rest.
It's huge, yeah.
It's democratizing podcasting in a way we haven't really seen before.
I think so, yeah.
Suddenly, anyone with a smartphone and an internet connection can share their thoughts, their ideas, exactly, in this like easily digestible audio format.
It's a really cool idea.
It's an exciting prospect.
Yeah, for sure.
And it'll be like fascinating to see how this approach to podcasting evolves.
Yeah, where does it go from here? What's next?
Yeah. Will we see like a surge in micro podcasts from like schools,
yeah, maybe
businesses,
could be
community organizations. Will this spark a whole new wave of like creativity within the audio content landscape? Who knows? I guess those are questions for you to ponder. We've given you a glimpse into the world of SoundBranch.
That's right. We have
a platform that's challenging our assumptions about podcasting and potentially revolutionizing the way we like consume and share audio.
Big if true, right?
Big if true.
Yeah.
Whether it's a novelty or the future of the medium, I guess only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure, SoundBranch has given us a lot to think about.
A lot to think about.
When it comes to the like the evolving world of audio content.
For sure.
So next time you think about starting a podcast, remember,
yeah,
it might be easier than you think.
That's